After 15 years of war in Afghanistan and Iraq, America's population of veterans has grown. So, too, has the number of charities aimed at helping veterans. In fact, Military.com has counted 400,000 military charity associations. Perhaps it's no surprise that a few of them, or maybe more than a few, are scams that do little to help the nation's heroes. For our series Off the Base, WSS Bobby O'Brien offers up some consumer tips to make sure your donations actually benefit veterans and active duty military.
A man convicted of scamming Navy veterans out of an astounding $100 million.
The so-called nonprofit, Allied Veterans of the World, is actually all about profit.
More questions for a local veterans charity already under fire for how it raises donations and what it does with the money.
Those were news reports on the U.S. Navy Veterans Association, Allied Veterans of the World, and the Veterans Support Organization. Those are all Florida cases where money meant to help veterans instead enriched others. And Florida is ripe for such scams, according to Sandra Minuti, Vice President of Marketing for Charity Navigator.
It's important to note in Florida that there's probably a population of people who have served the country and are willing and eager and have a desire to give back to the military.
It's called emotional giving, something Minuti says donors should avoid.
Don't react to the phone call or to the person standing outside the supermarket. Make a plan, find a charity doing good work, and give to them directly.
Some other suggestions. Check out a charity's nonprofit status, mission, and executive compensation at sites like Charity Navigator, an online evaluator of charities that looks at a nonprofit's finances, transparency, and good governance.
Anytime it's something that really pulls at our hearts, that's when we see these bad apples kind of move into the sector.
The number of veteran and military-related charities increased, Minuti says, 77% between 2000 and 2008. And 41% since 2008. She estimates there are now some 40,000 nonprofits related to veterans and military.
Another thing that we see with veterans and military charities is that sometimes there's groups that engage in pretty aggressive telemarketing. Typically, those calls are being done by outside for-profit telemarketing firms and not the charities. So when you get those calls, we strongly recommend that donors hang up.
Other recommendations, be careful of sound-alike names and do not assume state and federal regulators are monitoring charities.
Just because an organization has that nonprofit status doesn't mean that anybody's really looking at it or that it's had to prove itself worthy.
A similar caution comes from Daniel Borikoff, founder and president of Charity Watch, an online charity watchdog that analyzes the efficiency and finances of nonprofit organizations.
Don't make the false assumption that the military is protecting the charitable dollar given to veterans charities. It's not. Just like don't assume Congress has overseen it because they're congressionally chartered. They're not. You know, Congress is not vetting it.
8 years ago, Borikoff testified before Congress about veteran charity scams and says little has changed since. Of the 53 veteran and military nonprofits graded by Charity Watch, 26, about half, have failing grades.
Sometimes we don't consider the programs to be legitimate. For instance, there's a veterans charity in Florida that says they have job employment programs. Basically, they're putting veterans out there to beg on the street.
And Borikoff says to be wary of high-profile endorsements, like the $100,000 his website says the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes gave to General Tommy Franks for his endorsement.
And the charities, they're allowed to hide that information.
The good news is that there are a lot of great veteran and military charities out there. But the other news is that donors have to do a little bit of homework to find them. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.
You can find a link to the websites that rank military-related charities at WUSFnews.org.